From packed gyms to roaring student sections, this is where rivalries are born and legends begin. Tonight, the lights are on, the floor is polished, and the next generation of stars is ready to shine.
Now up ahead, as Langefeld's going to lay it up left hand, and one! Got it! And a free throw, can I see?
This is high school basketball at its best. Heart, hustle, and hometown pride. Get ready, Fresno. It's game time on ESPN Fresno. This game is made possible thanks to A-plus signs, mega prints, California business machines, fashion furniture, the foundation at FCOE, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, Me and Ed's Pizza, Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, M-Cubed, Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
That is right. High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN. Coming up momentarily, we're in the house of the Bears. The Buchanan Bears taking on Clovis North. The rematch is to the top teams in the track. Getting after it here. First matchup meeting this season for both of these squads. They'll face off again over at Clovis North later on. But it's going to be exciting to see the Broncos and the Bears lock it up tonight for a potential battle for first, at least claiming that top spot at the moment. And Paul Metters here with me, alongside me, Phil Bonatti on the call. And Paul, we're looking forward to this one. Track basketball, first track basketball game of the year for us. And I'm sure you're licking your chops at what can go down tonight.
Oh, absolutely. So how about this? Both teams are 3-0 in the track this year. Buchanan sitting at a nice and tidy 19-2 on the season. Clovis North at 13-8. We're going to have a contrast in styles as far as styles of play on the court tonight. It's feeder night. We are surrounded by little Buchanan Bears. They're one day wish they're going to be able to play on this court. We know what this Buchanan team did last year, winning the track under Tom Orlitz, going all the way to the Central Section Championship game. Clovis North, only under Tony Adamson, has had a great run under his leadership as well. They have themselves a section championship within the last few years. So this is a great, great matchup between two different styles of basketball teams. But, hey, they're going to lay it all on the court tonight. We're here for it.
Let's talk about these teams as they come in, and we'll start with the road team, Clovis North Broncos, who are 13-8, as you said, 3-0 in league play. Talk about their season so far, tough schedules, and Tony Amundsen's trying to work this team into position so they have a chance to play at Sellin later this year. What do you make of the Broncos' season so
well,
far?
Well, Coach Tony Amundsen, he doesn't duck any high-level competition. Some of his teams have been undersized over the last few years, but that doesn't stop him to go down to play in the Damien Classic, go play in some of the tougher tournaments in the state of California. So they're used to high-level competition. They play it in the summer as well. They do have those eight losses in the year, but their strength of schedule is really, really high. So they're up for any type of challenge. So they're always battle-tested. You never count out the Broncos in any game.
What do you make of the Bears? The 19-2 record, as you said. Buchanan, a team that played at Sellin last year. Of course, they would love to get back there again. And it's going to be an exciting time to see what kind of team they're going to be, replacing, of course, Connor Sheets from last year. But they're retooling themselves to make another run at Sellin.
Absolutely. They got a couple transfers that we're going to get to in just a second. But Buchanan kind of takes a different approach as far as their non-league, their tournament schedule. They'll play some teams in the coast. They won't go play at the Damien Classic or tournaments like that. So their record is really, really strong. They play really good basketball. But their strength of schedule isn't as high. Same kind of deal with them last year. A lot of schools are like, hey, I wonder how good these Buchanan Bears really are. Well, they won the track and went all the way to the Central Section Championship game, as you said, Phil. So, hey, these Buchanan Bears play really, really good basketball under Coach Orlitz. And, you know, it doesn't get any tougher than this. Both teams sitting at 3-0. One of these teams is going to walk away from this court with their first loss in track.
Just getting started tonight. Broncos and Bears, Clovis North and Buchanan. Don't go anywhere. Pregame rolls on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCOE.
All right, welcome Welcome back. High School Hoops pregame show, Buchanan and Clovis North. And as we continue to roll on, get you set for tip-off, Paul Metters here along with me alongside players to watch tonight. Let's start with the home team. What are a player or two you're going to be looking at for Buchanan?
Yeah, Des Patton. He is a point guard. He is a true point guard. He was fun to watch last year. He's intense. He sees the court really well. He is a general. He gets it on defense as well. And another guy, Braden Harris, a senior, 6'9", been watching him since his freshman year. He is a load down underneath. He's going to be fun to watch tonight. And then Reed Sweeney, a sophomore, 6'5", 170 pounds. He scored 20 points in their win against Clovis West last week. He's a really good player.
On the flip side, Clovis North, what are a couple guys you're going to be looking for from the Broncos tonight?
Well, a couple names that should sound familiar to everybody out there. That is McKay Admonson and Eli Gish, both four-year guys for the Broncos. Eli Gish standing at 6'7". He is one of those pure scorers types. I talked to Coach Tony Admonson before the game. He's like, man, he's been hitting the outside three-pointer, so he's dangerous. He's a really good passer as well. And then McKay Admonson, the coach's son, he's headed to Idaho State, a point guard that can also score the basketball. He's averaging over 20 points a game, gets around seven assists, four or five steals per game. He plays extremely hard on both ends of the court. He's going to be a lot of fun to watch. For Clovis North in this game, one of the keys for them, those guys have to score tonight. I expect by between 40 and 45 points. They're going to need those points to beat this tough Buchanan defense.
We will look forward to that. Clovis North, Buchanan tip-off next on High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Central Valley sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right. Tip-off, just a matter of minutes away. In fact, just a minute away here tonight between Clovis North and Buchanan. Should be a great one. And Paul, as the clock ticks closer to zero, we look forward to these teams taking at least a step forward in the track. Of course, been a fascinating night of basketball already. Of course, on the girls' side tonight, another game we're paying attention. You got a score update real quick for the folks who are listening?
Yeah, I got a couple. How about this game that finished just before this one? Buchanan squeaked by Clovis North. Clovis North actually had the game tied at 55. The Bears come away with the win tonight. And final was just posted on X. Clovis West girls defeat Clovis girls 54-52, I believe. I'll have to go back and double check. The Wi-Fi doesn't work really well for me in this Buchanan gym. But, yeah, so Clovis West defeats Clovis. That's big, especially since Central East, those Bengals defeated Clovis West on the Golden Eagles home court. So that's a big bounce-back win.
Certainly. We'll listen in to the national anthem here at Buchanan High, and we'll get set for tip-off. Listen in here for the national anthem live here at Buchanan. Awesome stuff there, as now we get close to lineup time, and let's give it to you here at the top as we roll along starting with Clovis North, who will set out this five, wearing number two, Eli Gish. Number three, McKay Amundson. Number four, Jaleel Montgomery. Number 13, Titan Lawrence. And number 30, Miles Tucker. Paul, what stands out about that starting five for Tony Amundson's team?
Well, you're not going to see a lot of height. You got Titan Lawrence at 6'4". Jaleel Montgomery, watched him last year at 6'2". He's an athletic kid. They're going to have to rebound against this pretty tall Buchanan Bears lineup.
On the flip side, this Buchanan Bears lineup will look like this. They're number zero, Jaden Anderson. Number one, Dez Patton. Number four, Reed Sweeney. Number 13, Josiah Perry. And number 25, Braden Harris. What stands out about that lineup?
Very balanced. They got their point guard in Dez Patton. They got their big guy in Braden Harris. And they got some athletes, guys that get at it defensively as well. Well-rounded team.
As we get set, the lights coming down. And how do you pronounce this name? Rene Aretabare Center.
Yep.
Did I nail that? And new scoreboards tonight,
right.
Paul. It's been a new addition this year here in the gym for Buchanan. Of course, they've got awesome basketball. They've also got awesome wrestling, too. And I think wrestling is a ticket to get in if you ever get into this gym for wrestling, too. Right, Paul?
Well, number one in the nation.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they took care of business at the Doc B tournament a couple weeks ago. They got some dudes on the wrestling team. And when I went to that Clovis West and Buchanan game, Buchanan brought some of the wrestlers to cheer for the basketball team. So that was some intimidation.
There you go. And as we get rolling here, of course, we want to thank our sponsors, thank all the folks who make these broadcasts possible. As it is a packed house, and we do thank you for listening wherever you're listening, however you're listening here on this wonderful Tuesday night. Hope everyone's staying safe out there. Foggy night, so hopefully people are driving safe, being around the area, and enjoy some basketball. Kick back and relax.
And, you know, you think about track basketball and the ebbs and flows, and, let's be honest, right? When you think Buchanan sports, you think wrestling. You think baseball, two national number ones. You think the success that the football program had a few years back. Basketball was kind of like the third sport, or fourth sport even, if you think about it. And then enter Tom Ulrich and the great job that he's done. He came in midway through a couple years ago. We know the rich tradition that the Ulrich family has with basketball, the success at Clovis West. He knows how to coach the game of basketball, and he's just brought a toughness to this Buchanan program. He's brought, a practice structure that is a little bit different, just a lot of one-on-one, three-on-three, five-on-five type scrimmages. So, hey, this Buchanan team has been elevated for a reason. A lot of it has to do with Coach Ulrich.
Eli Gish and the Broncos ready to tip it off against Braden Harris and the Bears. Bears in their white jerseys with the red numbering and lettering with the blue piping along the red along the side of their jerseys. Clovis North in their light blue jerseys with the silver piping. Tip is away. It falls in the hand of McKay Amundson. And we are underway with the Broncos in their opening possession. Eli Gish, Cody Amundson already yelling. Here comes Eli Gish flying in from the baseline side and lays it up for two.
But they tried a double screen and rotating off, but Eli's like, I'm just going to take it myself.
Here comes Buchanan the other way. Dez Patton dribbling the basketball, guarded by Tucker. Patton over to Perry. Josiah Perry, a name maybe you're familiar with. Goes it over to Dez Patton into the corner to Reed Sweeney, who now dribbles over to the top. Now picks up his dribble in the corner, guarded closely by Montgomery. Three-pointer to the corner is Josiah Perry, who knocks it down.
Well, what you're going to see with Buchanan's offense is a lot of screens. Take the best shot available. Three-pointer is as good as it gets on their first possession.
Montgomery, tough runner, cannot get it to go. Pick up by the Bears. As Reed Sweeney now getting it over to Patton. Patton dribbles into the front court. Patton flying in. Left hand layup. 5-2 Bears. Three-pointer on the other side. Short from Miles Tucker. And here comes the Bears the other way as Dez Patton with the rebound. It's Jaden Anderson dribbling with the basketball on the far side. Getting it over to Perry. Perry dribbling over to Anderson, who gets it over. Swings it to Patton. Patton underneath finds it to Harris. Harris layup attempt. Yes, gets it to go. 7-2 run early.
Well, Patton gets the assist on that. The possession before, drove down the lane. Nobody stopped him, got a left-handed layup. So three straight good possessions for the Bears.
Montgomery going to try a three-pointer straight away. Off on the right side. Rebound, Bears. Josiah Perry with some numbers up ahead. Flies in, loses the basketball, and it's tipped out of bounds off of North, so it stays Buchanan basketball. Inbounding it will be Dez Patton over to Perry, who gets it to Anderson at the top, to Harris, swinging it around to Sweeney, just going around the three-point line. Paris finds the backside, but blocked away by Eli Gish.
Yeah, great recovery by Gish. He got beat, recovered for a block from behind.
Amundson dribbles inside the key, kicking it out, three-pointer just short from Titan Lawrence, and no good. Bears with the rebound. Patton dribbling and guarding on Lawrence. Dribbles to the top of the arc. Dribbling with their left hand. Now gets it over to Perry. Perry inside to Harris. Tangled up a little bit. Loses the ball. Fight for it as Reed Sweeney now picks it up. Getting it over to Harris, who's standing tall at the three-point arc. Now gets it over to Patton. Patton going to just pull up from the free throw line and knocks it down.
Oh, he's not going to score a lot of points tonight. But he's got four early for the Bears.
Okay, Odmundson now the other way. Gets it over to Eli Gish. Pull up three-pointer. He knocks it down. Needed that. 9-5 now. Bears still lead. Go the other way. Reed Sweeney with an answer potentially. On its way, no good from three-point range. Long rebound comes out to the Bears. Patton ends up with the basketball short on there. Braden Harris, another opportunity, and puts it up on the right side.
Well, Harris knows he's got a height advantage of 6'9". He's a wide body as well. What I like about his game is that when he rebounds the ball offensively, he puts it right back up.
Bounce pass inside. Lawrence was cutting in. McKay Amundson was able to find him inside the key, and he gets 2 points there. As Jaden Anderson now dribbling up to the basketball, splits the defenders. He's got an option to go. Flies in on the left side with the right hand. 13-7 Bears here in this first quarter. Eli Gish, step back three-pointer, no good. Fight for the rebound. Tez Patton picks it up. Gets it over to Reed Sweeney the other way. He's going to pull back now. It's set up in the half court. Patton now with the basketball. Dribbling, guarded by Amundson. Ball knocks loose, and there's a foul. Foul will be on Miles Tucker, actually, who was defending Dez Patton. And it'll be an inbound for the Bears. First foul of the game for Clovis North. 4:16 to go in this opening quarter. Already on much a higher pace than where we were in the last year in this game in this gym. Three-pointer on the way. Reed Sweeney.
That's as easy as it gets. One of the most dangerous players on the court is the inbounder.
Gish picks up the dribble, passing it out to Montgomery, over to Tucker on the other side, to the corner to Lawrence. Lawrence going to try a three-pointer. Well too strong as the man was on him. Gish finds the rebound, though, and Danock get the mid-range jumper to go. Bears the other way. Here comes Dez Patton with the dribble. He pulls up now, standing at the three-point arc. Now he gets it inside. Now he's going to turn around, trying to find a man to go. Knocked away from Amundson. Gets it to Tucker. Back to Amundson, who holds it at the top of the three-point arc. Amundson now dribbling. Step back three-pointer on the way. No good. Too strong. Lawrence flying in for the opportunity. Knocks it away from Harris. Montgomery with the putback attempt. No good. And a ball and a foul on the floor. We'll check the number, but it's a loose ball foul on Buchanan.
Yeah, a lot of action on the other side of the court. It might have just stepped out of bounds. I think it is Harris rebounded it. Yeah, it put his foot on the line.
Gish gets the inbound, getting over to Amundson. He handed it out to him. Now dribbles inside, kicking it out to Gish. Gish trying to get it to Montgomery. Pass was wide of him, and Harris ends up with the basketball that was deflected. Hands it to Patton. Patton dribbling inside, fighting for a layup attempt. No good. Good defense from Gabe Nyberg, who's in the basketball game now for Clovis North. Also in is Aaron Harisian. And it's out of bounds for Buchanan.
I feel like Clovis North is being really sped up on the offensive end, not taking very good shots.
Reed Shepard dribbling on Harisian. Picks up the dribble, now gets it back. Jaden Anderson, three-pointer. Got it to go. 19-7 Buchanan.
Well, you can see how precise their offense is. Hitting threes out of baseline, out of bounds plays. Shooting at a high percentage right now.
McKay Amundson dribbling with the left hand. He takes the contact. It's a foul on the floor. Josiah Perry got the body.
And I bet our audience listening to the game can hear that Buchanan crowd. You see some baseball players just got done with practice. They're into it.
Gish handing it off to Amundson on the out of bounds. Amundson dribbling, crossover over to Jaleel Montgomery. He's going to fire a three, rattles in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound, knocked away momentarily from Arisian, and Bears are able to pick it up. Dez Patton now calling out the play. 2:27 to go in this first quarter. 19-7 Buchanan. Harris now holding the basketball at the top of the arc. He dribbles to the right side. And a knockaway. Amundson was able to pick it on the backside. He lays it up on the right-handed side.
He's crafty. You got to be careful. McKay, he'll come and steal the ball at any angle.
A little more of a press here for Clovis North as they're getting pressure on the Bears. Anderson able to get it over to Perry on the other side. Three-pointer down. 22-9. 2 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Kay Amundson behind the back dribble. Handing it off to Gish. Gish guarded by Perry. Over to the corner to Montgomery. Montgomery dribbling inside, now passing it back out. Finding in the corner is Arisian. Handing it off to McKay Amundson. Amundson now guarded by Anderson. Amundson step back two-pointer. Yes! The unorthodox shot looks good, though.
It does look good. It doesn't matter what it looks like sometimes, as long as it finds the bottom of the net.
Bez Patton now with the basketball. 22-11 in this opening quarter. Ball knocked away as it was getting it to Harris. Fight for the loose ball on the floor as Arisian had the ball tied up with Patton, and they're going to call a jump ball, I believe. And maybe a timeout was granted, actually.
Looks, yeah, 30 second.
Looks like a 30, so we'll stay right here real quick for this one. 1:22 to go. It's got your breath here, Paul. 22-11. Very far distance away from the game we saw last year between these two teams right in this building. What do you make of the opening quarter so far?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember last year's game was, it felt like an absolute grind. But Buchanan's offense, right? You talk a lot about their defense and their principles and their rebounding, all that stuff that's helped them to win 19 games this year. But I've been impressed with their offense, their shot selection, right? It helps when you hit the first couple three-pointers, right? That opens things up. You know, they're setting screens. They're getting Braden Harris down on the block. Des Patton has gotten to the hole on a couple layups, has assisted on another one as well. But you see the balance that this Buchanan Bears team. I mentioned in the pregame about Reed Sweeney, number four, who had 20 points against Clovis West. You know, he's not their high point man in the quarter. It's a little bit of everybody so far for the Bears.
Amundson dribbling the basketball into the front court now, taking it to Arisian in the corner, three-pointer. And there you go. That's a basket the Broncos need, cutting the lead to eight. Anderson harassed in the backcourt, getting it over to Patton. Patton now breaking that press. Gets it into the front court now. Now he drops back and is ready to lead this half-court offense. Under a minute to go in this first quarter. Dez Patton over to Anderson. Anderson dribbling, loses it momentarily on the floor. Guarded by Nyber. Nyber knocks it away and steals it away. Now he gets it to Amundson. Up ahead to Gish. Gish thought about the three. Now he steps through. Kick out in the corner. Lawrence, three-pointer. No good. On the backside, put back is Eli Gish.
Well, good hustle by Gish. He made that initial pass. I thought he could have put it up for a layup. But there he is, putting in the offensive rebound.
Bears can hold for the last shot. Shot clock is off. Up by six. 22-16, 20 seconds to go. Anderson over to Perry. Perry inside is Sweeney, who dribbles back out to the three-point arc. Now hands it to Patton, who's standing at the logo. 11 seconds to go in this first quarter. Patton sending the screen to Harris. He's got nowhere to go. Now passes it cross court. Three-pointer on the way. Perry before the buzzer. No good. And the rebound in the backcourt. Amundson's just going to throw wildly to the basket. It was online, but it was well short. But that is your first quarter horn. It is 22-16. Buchanan leads on High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, start of the second quarter. Buchanan up by six, 22-16. They're in the possession, and Reed Sweeney was fouled by Aaron Arisian on the floor. So the first foul for Clovis North here.
And one thing about Clovis North, you know, they found themselves down 16-7. Early in the first quarter, but they'll battle back. Their defense turns into offense really quick.
Reed Sweeney gets the inbound, passing it back out. Perry. Perry's going to pull up from the free throw line, knocks it down on the elbow.
That's really pretty. One dribble to his left, rises up, gets the two-pointer.
24-16, Buchanan leads. McKay Amundson battling underneath. Nice bounce pass to Lawrence, who's going to kick it out. It's a three-pointer. Nyberg on the way, short on the front iron. Eli Gish able to fight for the rebound. He's knocked down, and I think he's fouled underneath. Oh, no. It's going to be Buchanan basketball. Looks like it was just knocked out of bounds. So,
and you'll see a lot of subs in this game, especially from the Clovis North side. You know, they'll have this 2-2-1 press that they like to put on, and they'll fall back in the man-to-man defense.
Des Patton dribbling it ahead. Check the numbers who check back in for Clovis North. Patton over to Luke Demanby, who's in there for the first time tonight. Getting it over to Josiah Perry to the corner to Manambi. Trying to find somewhere to go on the far side. Bounce pass inside to Harris. Back to Manambi, who's floating in. No good on the layup attempt. Clovis North the other way. Here comes Eli Gish. Gish on the far side. Dribbling beyond the three-point arc. Now handing it to Chen. Now back to Gish. Gish pump fakes. Now he shot from the free throw line. No good. And a rebound for the Bears. Patton up ahead. Manambi, who dribbles inside. Back out to Perry. Perry finding Patton. Patton guarded by Amundson on the arc. Dribbling over to the near side. A wild pass that sails past Harris, but somehow finds the Bears. And Perry's going to end up with the top of the arc, and it rattles home.
Yeah, a little bit of a bailout. That was a turnover all the way. It looked like Patton just threw a left-handed at somebody. Found one of his teammates in a white jersey.
27-16, Buchanan leads by 11. Amundson's going to fire a three-point off the screen. No good on the right side. Here comes Patton with the rebound the other way. Patton dribbling. Now finding Manambi. Manambi's going to try a three-pointer. He gets it to go off the bench. 30-16.
Yeah, Buchanan. That's another one of those talented sophomores. And if that last name sounds familiar, yes, that's Travis Demambi's son, who played at Fresno State back in the Tark days.
Underneath the basket, getting it to Amundson. Amundson fighting Chen underneath, getting it out to Gish at the three-point arc. They'll pull back now in the half court. Chen guarded by Anderson. Gish. Gish over to Amundson. No good. Again on the three-point side, and a rebound for Patton. There's the other way. Perry is wide open on the corner, but good recovery from Gish. Perry dribbles underneath. He passes back out. They'll try to swing it. Swinging it over. Anderson fires a three-point. Wow! Far. It's going to be a fight for the rebound underneath, and it ends up in the hands of Titan Lawrence.
One of the few bad shots we've seen Buchanan take tonight.
Amundson dribbling on the right side. Now he pulls it back. Getting it over to Fidelli Chen, who hands it to Gish. Gish guarded by Anderson. Gish flying inside, and he's fouled on the pass out. So it's a foul on the floor. We'll check the number. And it was number 24, Luke Demanby.
We have not had a lot of fouls in this game. There's only one each in the first quarter, only one each so far in the second quarter. And with Clovis North, what they try to do offensively is spread you out, take the man, your man off the dribble, make a read whether or not you're going to kick it out, dish it, or shoot it. And Eli Gish is going to have some opportunities if Braden Harris is guarding him. Now they switched off.
Amundson dribbled it off his knee. We'll check the call. And it's going to stay with Clovis North. They said Buchanan poked it. I thought he dribbled it off his knee, Paul, but they're going to keep it at Clovis North's possession.
Tony Amundson thought it was a foul.
McKay's going to fire a three-pointer. No good on the left side. Rebounds to Manby.
That's a tough shot.
Here comes Sweeney the other way. Slippage. And McKay Amundson picks it up and lays it up on the right hand of the other face.
That's the second time he's done that tonight.
And as Patton now bringing the basketball. Bears lead by 12, 30-18 with 4:16 to go in this first half. Des Patton dribbling the baseline, kicking it out to Sweeney. Sweeney out to Demanby, three-pointer. No good, too strong. Rebound back to Sweeney. He finds Demanby, wide open three-pointer, too short. And a rebound for Harris, another opportunity for Buchanan. Demanby now dribbles inside, kicks it back out to Patton, who realizes we can go another possession here. Over to the corner to Sweeney. Over to Patton, finding Demanby, who dribbles inside the key. Kick out to Reed Sweeney. Sweeney to the corner to Demanby, who finds some space. Inside Harris, who loses the basketball, is poked away.
There's McKay, just kind of playing a safety position, helping out wreaking havoc on the defensive end.
Gish now over to McKay Amundsen. Amundsen's going to fire a three-pointer, too short on the front iron, and it misses again. It's a little cold for McKay Amundsen tonight from the three-point line. Patton inside Harris. Gish is right there, waiting to fight for it, and now he knocks it away. Fight for the ball. It's loose, and it's off the foot of Luke Demambi. Clovis North basketball, 3:18 to go, down by 12. Too late for the sub. Orlich was trying to get A.J. Anderson in, but we're already in action. Kay Amundsen over to the other corner. Catch and shoot. Three-pointer, no good. As Miles Tucker couldn't get it to go. Reed Sweeney tries the up and under layup, no good. Kay Amundsen with the rebound. 3 minutes to go. Flies ahead. It's a three-pointer. Tucker again, no good. And Demambi with the rebound.
Clovis North didn't need those to get down. They're going to win this basketball game.
Des Patton now at the logo. Now dribbles to the right side. Hand it off. Go over to Harris, who fires a three-pointer. He'll fire one from one time to time, but he'll miss it there. And it's a rebound for Jaleel Montgomery. Clovis North the other way, trying to break through that 12-point deficit. Dribbles inside. Loose ball. And he tries to fight for it. Two Bears around it. One Brock around it. And it's a timeout granted to Buchanan with 2:27 to go. We'll take a break. 30-18. Buchanan leads on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
30-18, Buchanan leads over Clovis North. As subs in the basketball game for Buchanan, includes the first time we're seeing Devin Gaines in this game. Jaden Anderson back in. They have possession up 12. Reed Sweeney flying in, no good. Fight for the rebound, Amundsen's going to pick it up. He's going to dribble across the timeline, over to the half court. Guarded by Perry, handing it off Gish. Gish's going to pull up in three-pointer. They're no good on the front iron again. As the Bears will have another possession. Trying to break through, Clovis North is right now, and they just can't get over this 12-point hump right now. Just 2 points in this quarter. 1:50 to go in this first half. Des Patton handing it to Gaines. Gaines, who gives it to Perry. Perry peeling off of the screen. Ball was knocked loose. Perry ended up with it, getting it to Reed Sweeney beyond the arc, and that was well long. Gaines tried to save it, but his foot was out of bounds when he touched the basketball.
Yeah, you mentioned the only points for the Broncos is that steal and layup from McKay. They just had a trouble getting off shots against this really tough Buchanan defense.
Okay, Amundsen now dribbling inside over to the corner, and Amundsen now ending up with the basketball back on the other side. Now he's dribbling on his defender, Perry. Double team now picks him up on the backside. He's going to be harassed near the sideline. Now over to the other side is Eli Gish. They find it to him. He flies in wildly and is fouled on the layup attempt. First free throws we're going to see tonight.
That's pretty crazy. A couple high-level basketball programs. I talked to Coach Amundsen about Eli Gish. I've been watching him for the last 4 years. Talented player. Has a couple Division I offers. And one offer that was interesting that I didn't know about, Phil, is he's got an offer to play basketball next year in the Philippines. He's got some Filipino heritage in him. And an interesting thing about that opportunity is that could lead to not only playing for like a national team, but some of the pro leagues down there. So it's a fun option for Eli Swish Gish.
Well, what will he be? Like 20-something in 2028 for the Olympics?
Yeah. Right?
How about that, huh?
You've got a nice skill set.
1-for-2 on the free throw line. Makes it 30-19 with 1 minute to go in this second quarter. Inside is Anderson. Answer back down. Ooh. Montgomery swiped it, but he got the foul call. Jaleel Montgomery touched the hand, according to the referee, and that's two free throws for Jaden Anderson.
It looked like a pretty good block. Yeah, this first half is running lickety-split. Not a lot of calls in this game, not a lot of fouls. We haven't heard much from Anderson tonight, 6'3" senior.
Knocking down the first free throw. KFC bucket there. for Jaden Anderson. His 6 point, could be 7 points for him on the night so far in this first half. On its way, too strong, and a rebound attempt knocked away as two teammates, Kareem and Demambi, was able to get it, and he's fouled by Amundsen. And Tony Amundsen can't believe it.
Did they call it a foul on McKay?
Looked like it. He landed on Demambi when he had the basketball on the floor, and they said it was too aggressive for McKay there. So Bear possession with 50 seconds to go in this second quarter. They're back on offense. Anderson getting it to Gaines. Back to Anderson. Anderson flying in. Montgomery able to steal away, but another wild deflection off his own teammate as he tried to get the basketball. Knocked it to him, and he slid out of bounds, and it was out of bounds on Clovis North.
One of the fun things about basketball, Phil, compared to baseball and football, is we get a front row seat to both coaches in action. You know, Tom Orlich wearing a white shirt, long sleeve shirt, and a tie. Tony Amundsen just working the refs. It's good theater. At least for us.
At least for us. We like the entertainment.
We do. He didn't like that one foul called on McKay, letting him have it.
Dez Patton with the basketball, bouncing it over to Carter Finley. First time we've called his name in this one. Over to Patton. Back up to Gaines. Gaines standing there, guarded by Gish. Gaines going to drive right side. Left hand layup, yes! Nifty right-handed layup to get by Eli Gish, and it's 33-19.
That was pretty, going right after the 6'7" Gish.
Clovis North can hold for the last shot. They really need some points here. Only three in this quarter. McKay Amundsen dribbling on two defenders up ahead. Little alley-oop layup for Trenton Lawrence. 3 seconds to go. Dez Patton going to fire from the logo on its way, and it's no good. 33-21. Buchanan leads over Clovis North at the half. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with more high school hoops on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Faison Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
That is right. High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN, and we're at half at Buchanan, 33-21. And, Paul, the way we assess this game, Buchanan came out guns blazing in terms of their ability to shoot, especially from the outside. It's been kind of at arm's length since they got out to that early lead, and Clovis North just frustrated in the half court tonight. What do you make of both teams' performance in this one?
Yeah, exactly right. So Buchanan with that 22-16 first quarter lead. That second quarter, only 11-3, right? Just not a lot of scoring. You know, when a team comes out hot like Buchanan did, I mentioned how their offense had good flow to it. Shooting the basketball really well, hit some threes, right? Yeah, that's tough to sustain even in back-to-back quarters, right, let alone a whole entire basketball game. So you figure that they cool off a little bit. But, hey, as, you know, Clovis North is having a really tough time in the half-court offense against that Buchanan defense, right? Buchanan does a good job of picking their spots defensively. Sometimes they'll come up, they'll double-team when necessary, they'll fall back. They kind of have that pack-line type defense. When you got 6'9" down there at Braden Harris, you brought Devin Gaines in. We only saw him for a couple minutes, but he brings some length as well. They have some good rebounding, talking about Buchanan. It's just made it really tough for Clovis North to drive and dish. I don't think there's been very many open three-pointers, maybe a couple in the corner that Clovis North has missed. So, you know, that Buchanan defense, it really makes things difficult. Clovis North, they rely on that drive and dish. They just haven't hit any three-pointers. If they could get a couple to go down, their defense is playing pretty good, the Broncos is, but they could get a couple of those three-pointers to go down early in the third quarter, they'll be set up nice for the fourth.
Of course, it's always fun to come here and talk about Buchanan tradition.
Yeah.
And kind of the revolution of basketball being here. And, of course, last year's season, we look at the banner, the boys' basketball one. You know, it's hard to not notice the lack of years on that. But, of course, Tom Orlich wants to add more to the tally there. But, you know, when you come into Buchanan, you think of Buchanan. I mean, California Athletic School of the Year for a few years here.
Three
as
years.
Well. Yeah, it's quite an athletic hub
if you think about Buchanan Athletics.
I mean, and the facilities are phenomenal. Veterans Memorial Stadium, obviously with the state track and field meet here in California. You see future Olympians there. It's just a remarkable complex. It's part of the machine that Clovis Unified is often referred to in those California Schools of the Year. That's the athletic 2006, 2019, 2020. I mentioned the baseball program, the number one wrestling team in the nation right now. It's just one of those schools in the state of California that, talk about basketball, they might be down for a while, and then in comes Tom Orlich, does great things. Think of the great teams from Tom Donald's able to coach for baseball. It's just one of those schools that everybody in the state of California knows, and they work hard at it. There's no doubts there.
It all starts with the feeders,
and there they are.
You're on
these
the court.
Guys,
look at that. So feeder night, of course, like you said, we had the girls here earlier, and now the boys here as well. All right, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get you ready for second half action. 33-21, Buchanan leads on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCLE.
All right, welcome back. Second half tip, inbound coming up pretty soon. I would believe Buchanan, if I'm not mistaken, is the one that will inbound it to start this game, start the second half. 33-21, Buchanan leads over Clovis North. Final thoughts, what do you think Coach Orlich and Coach Amundson are saying in the locker room, if you want to give each perspective of each locker room heading out of it?
Well, I think Coach Amundson had a lot to say because their Broncos are barely coming out on the court. They're not going to get any warm-up shots. So, for them, got to keep grinding. There's not a lot of turnovers in this game so far. I mentioned Clovis North just missing shots. So, a couple of them I think were ill-advised, but for the most part, they were in the flow of the offense. Again, Buchanan's making it real difficult. So I think Coach Adamson's like, hey, keep to the script, right? You keep grinding out, play hard defense, good things are going to happen. For Buchanan, keep doing what they're doing. We mentioned their hot start to the first quarter. Things cooled off for them in the second quarter. Rebounding hasn't been an issue for Clovis North. I think they've done a good job so far. If you're Buchanan, keep doing what they're doing as well. Some of those shots are finally going to go down for them.
Inbound in, and we are starting the second half as Clovis North will now shoot at the basket closest to us. As Titan Lawrence held the basketball over inside of Montgomery, fakes the pass inside to Amundson. Now Amundson pulls out and gets out to the three-point arc. He has the basketball, dribbling into the left side, ball knocked away, and it's out of bounds. Actually, it was Amundson just lost it, and it's a Buchanan possession now.
Yeah, he did a good job of getting to the hoop, tried to dish it on the opposite side, but wasn't able to get it to his guy.
Dez Patton, who's been such a reliable point guard for this Bears team, dribbling the basketball. Just under 30 seconds into this third quarter. Turnaround jumper Perry, who does not get it to go. Fight for the rebound underneath, and a jump ball goes the way of Buchanan.
Clovis North does a good job. We mentioned Braden Harris not bringing the ball down in the first half, but he did on that one. But the Broncos, and when they see a big guy bring the ball down, they're all over it.
Catch and shoot three-pointer. Perry knocks it down again. Josiah Perry, who's leading the way with 14 points tonight. Gish the other way. Gish cross-court pass over to Lawrence. Extra pass to Tucker. Three-pointer, no good. Harris with the rebound. Bears the other way. Anderson now getting it over to Sweeney. Over to Patton, swinging around Perry in the three-point. Why not? No good. It was Sweeney with the rebound. Another chance for the Bears. Perry fakes a shot over to Sweeney. Three-pointer in the other side of the corner, and no good. And a rebound for the Broncos. Amundson now pulls it back. Now he's going to fire a three-pointer. No good. Well off to the left side.
It's been a while since the Broncos have hit a three. We're not used to seeing that.
Dez Patton dribbling on Amundson. Now he pulls around, going over to the midside. Now he gets it to Perry. Perry driving on the right side. Now pass over to the other side of the zone to Anderson. Back to Patton, swinging over to Sweeney. Back to Patton at the top of the arc. He drives in, floater inside, no good. And a rebound goes to Lawrence. Amundsen now dribbling the other way. Floater inside. No, he tried to work with the contact, but he did not get a call. And the Bears the other way. Patton over to Anderson. Back to Patton at the top of the offensive zone. Inside Perry. Ball knocked away, and Montgomery now picks it up. Getting it over to Amundsen. Over to it's Tucker, three-pointer, and they needed that.
Absolutely. It's been a while.
It's a 12-point deficit now for the Broncos.
One thing about Clovis North is they are never gun-shy.
Perry, three-pointer the other way. No, but a fight underneath. And a foul on Titan Lawrence as he was blocking out Harris. They called a foul on him, but
I think Clovis North got bailed out a little bit because that was going to be an offensive rebound and a bucket.
Yeah, Reed Sweeney was wide open. He had it, but they called the foul on the loose ball. Anderson going to fire three-pointer. Yes, he does. Three-pointers aplenty for the Bears tonight. 39-24. Gish with the basketball. Now dribbling top of the arc. Over to Montgomery. They get an answer here with a three-pointer. So staying in reach, still a 12-point deficit. Reed Sweeney fakes the shot, gets the defender to jump, drives inside, gets his own rebound, ball knocked out, and it stays the Bears' way as it was off of Montgomery. So an inbound for Buchanan. They're up 12. Clovis North starting to see a few threes drop, but they now have to get some success over on this end. Anderson thought about the three. He drives in and lays up with the right hand. Almost thought about the dunk. You were thinking the dunk there.
I think everyone stood in anticipation, thinking he was going to throw that down, but laid it up at the rim.
Smart decision. Lead up to 14. Gish from the other way. Montgomery, extra pass, and it's wild. Flies right into the Clovis North bench, and it's another turnover.
You see the frustration in Tony's body language. He had to get out of the way of that. Just like, oh, my gosh, what are we doing here?
Patton up to Anderson. Inside as Sweeney now pulls it back out. Over to Patton, swinging it around Perry. Back over to Patton, swinging it around to Anderson. Swinging around the three-point arc. Over to Patton now holding at the top. They're going to try to break through this zone that Clovis North has. Inside Sweeney, a little turnaround bunny shot, no good. And a rebound for Clovis North the other way. Amundsen taking a little contact. He's flying in with a head of steam. Over to Montgomery, another three-pointer. Wide to the right side. Patton with another rebound. Up ahead to Sweeney. Sweeney over the pass to Perry on the three-point arc. He's short on the three. Rebound Montgomery. Contact as Jaden Anderson flew in on the loose ball, and he'll get called for the foul.
Yeah, one of the things, too, Phil, that Buchanan is doing really well the last couple years is their eyes are up. They're in control, right? You don't see a lot of out-of-control shots from the Bears. They move the ball around. They take the best shot available. You don't see a lot of hero ball with Buchanan.
Okay, Amundsen now dribbling up ahead. Just the contact. Now steps in into a three-pointer and another shot now. It's only an 11-point deficit here as the Broncos are starting to find something. Anderson over to Patton. Patton now dribbling on Lawrence. Getting it over to Anderson in the corner. Reed Sweeney, three-pointer, short. And another rebound for Clovis North. They could cut it to a single-digit deficit here on this possession. Amundsen driving in, contact and a foul. Patton reached in. That looked like it was in a shooting motion, and it'll be two free throws for McKay Amundsen.
Now, McKay is so good at just a little bit of a hesitation move. Obviously, he's being a point guard and coach's son. He's going to be good with either hand. That's that time. He's working the left side. You see him do that a lot. Likes this left side.
No good on the first free throw.
Possession before had the stop and pop for three.
Checking in is Luke Demanby. He's had a couple three-pointers off the bench for Buchanan. Gabe Nygaard in. Or Nyberg, in. Amundsen knocks down the second free throw, so it's a 10-point deficit for the Broncos with 3:18 to go. Patton over to Anderson. Anderson thought about the three. Now gets it over to Perry. Carey dribbles. Now over to Anderson at the top of the arc. Handing it over to Patton on the right side. Patton now dribbling to the top of the arc. He dribbles left side. Now picks up the dribble, looking to find someone to get to. Anderson with it. Now 15 on the shot clock. He drives with contact. Tough runner. No good. Off the side of the backboard, and it's going to fall out of bounds. And Poldis North gets another stop here.
Wow, good defense by number 5, Nyberg. Only 6 feet tall. You know, you got to make up. Oh, they changed the call.
Looks like it was off of a Clovis North. It may have, I did think there was a little deflection at the end from Nyberg.
Referees got together and made the change, yeah.
It doesn't reset the shot clock, so 10 seconds for the Bears here. Catch and shoot three-pointer. Demanby, no good. And a rebound for Clovis North. Amundson now trying to attack. Picked up by Patton. Over to Gish. Gish dribbling inside. Finds wide open underneath is Lawrence. And we have a foul as it was, I think they're going to call it on.
I think it was on the floor. I think it was on Hayden, floor, on yeah. Harris.
It was on Harris who really bit on the shot fake.
Oh,
there.
Actually, not calling on the floor. Calling on the shot.
Yeah, I think Titan Lawrence is going for the shot there. So it is another free throw. And he could cut it to a single digits here. We haven't had it since the first quarter. As we get a little check on who the foul will be called on.
Yeah, Tom, you can hear. He's like, he's not shooting. I'm actually surprised that they said he was shooting because Harris got pump faked, right? He's up in the air, and it looks like he fell on Lawrence. I don't know if he was in the shooting motion, but they're giving him two shots.
So the foul is on Braden Harris. That's his second foul. No one really in any foul trouble in this game. First free throw, no good. Clovis North knows those are missed opportunities right now, missing that free throw. Got to make it here. Titan Lawrence, good to go, and the lead is cut down to 9 here in this third quarter. 2 for 4 only in their last free throws, Paul, and just feel like golden opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Bears the other way. 2:37 to go in this third quarter. Anderson dribbling with the right hand, now over to the left hand. Ooh. Into the corner, nearly picked. As Demanby now dribbling, backing down to his defender, passing it back out to Patton. Patton takes a little contact now. He dribbles back out. Trying to set a screen is Harris. Patton's going to fly in. Harris is wide open at the three-point arc. Hands it over to Demanby, though. Demanby now dribbling the basketball. Over to Patton. 9 on the shot clock. Crossover. Backing down. Over to Perry. Perry for shot fake. He drives inside. Man in front of him. And gets the tough two-pointer to go.
Oh, that is pretty basketball.
Gish the other way. Loses it the other way. Here comes Perry with Anderson next to him. And a hard pass to Anderson as he couldn't handle it. Just a little excited there, and it's a turnover for the Bears.
Yeah, I think that's one of those times where you're like, be selfish on that, right? You'd be a little too unselfish. He had a wide open layup and tried to feed one of his teammates.
Amundson the other way. 1:50 to go in this third quarter. They're down 11. Amundson, crossover, pass back out. It's Tucker. Tucker over to Arisi, and three-pointer off the bench. Lead cut down to 8 now. They're trickling away at this lead, Paul. Here we go. Buchanan now with the basketball as Dez Patton guarded by Tucker. Patton driving inside the key, flies up, and left-handed layup at the answer. 1:20 to go, 10-point lead for Buchanan.
Yeah, it's always a treat to have a point guard that knows what to do with the basketball.
Amundson takes the contact. It's a foul on the floor as Perry is going to commit it there. Perry's second.
It's a fourth foul for Buchanan in the quarter. So the next foul, they're going to get two shots.
Lose a little side as Harris will take a seat. Devin Gaines back in. Perry is also out as Reed Sweeney back in. 10-point lead as the Broncos work on offense. 107 to go. Amundson lost it momentarily, guarded by Demanby. Amundson driving inside. Gaines is right there and able to get the ball to knock away. Patton picked it up as Amundson took the contact. No foul. Demanby now the other way. Over to Patton as the Bears are in their half court. 2-for-1 opportunity if they want it. Set up in their half court is Gaines. Over to Demanby. Excuse me, Reed Sweeney. Sweeney dribbling with the left hand, trying to find anywhere to go. Hands it off to Patton beyond the arc. Patton harassed by Arisian. 10 seconds, Ooh. And Arisian's going to commit the foul. So 10 seconds on the shot clock there. Arisian commits the foul. And so now Buchanan can hold for the last shot of this quarter. Montgomery checking back in for Clovis North. Also, Titan Lawrence back in for Clovis North. Perry's back in for Buchanan as he checks in for Jaden Anderson here. 31 on the game clock here in the third quarter. As we reset the possession, Patton guarded by Tucker. Over to Reed Sweeney. Gonna get over to Namambi, to Gaines. Moving it over to the near side with Perry. Perry over to Patton at the top of the arc. 15 on the shot clock. Getting over to the far side with Sweeney. Back up to Patton, who's by the logo. 10 seconds now. Gaines is going to set the screen. Good coverage by Gish on Patton. Patton drives in. 3 second turnaround. Gish blocks it away. Up ahead. Montgomery going to fire a ball at the basket, and it's well too strong. And it's a 10-point lead for Buchanan, but Clovis North starting to find some things on offense. Don't go anywhere on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, welcome back to High School Hoops here on 1430 ESPN. One quarter to go. Broncos down 10. 45-35, Buchanan leads. One quarter to go, like we said. Amundsen on the possession now for Clovis North. Pullback jumper on the baseline, no good. Fight for the rebound. Gish is on the putback attempt. Too strong on the back iron, no good. And a rebound for Buchanan.
Ooh, that would have been nice for Clovis North to get the first bucket of the fourth quarter. Gish had a two-footer.
Patton
missed it.
Over to Harris. Harris over to Reed Sweeney. Ball knocked away. Reed Sweeney dives on the floor. Montgomery is harassing him there. And we got a timeout as Reed Sweeney gains possession of it. And it's enough for Tom Orlich to say, hey, let's take a timeout. So we'll stay right here, 45-35, with just 30 seconds into this one. And, Paul, Clovis Northman, what climb back into this game? What do they really need to do?
They hit three three-pointers. In that third corner, actually outscored the Bears 14-12. So they're going to have to get on one of those runs, right? And we've seen that with Clovis North over the years. Coach Admonson, you know, is a disciple of Vance Wahlberg. Actually played for Coach Wahlberg at Newark Memorial up in the Bay Area. So they're kind of used to, you know, getting points off transitions, right? When they play in these tournaments, you see them routinely score in the 80s and 70s. Well, we figured this game wouldn't be like that, right? It's no secret what Clovis North is doing. So Buchanan's able to counteract that. But they got to hit from the outside, right? They got to have some of these guys besides McKay Admonson. Gish hasn't hit a three. Actually, Gish hit one earlier in the first quarter, and that's been it. So some of these other role player type guys, they're going to have to hit some threes to get back in this ball game.
Wild pass from Jaden Anderson as he tried to kick it out to Reed Sweeney, but it went wide and out of bounds. So Clovis North with the basketball again.
Well, these are the type of possessions you need to capitalize. A mistake by Buchanan.
Amundsen with the basketball, dribbling left side. He gets to the corner now, getting it over to Montgomery. Pass back out to Amundsen. Amundsen guarded by Perry. He's going to dribble inside at the free throw line, flies in, and Harris reached in. Or who caught the foul?
I think Perry.
They're going to discuss it here. Both players have two fouls, and they're going to call it on Perry, who is guarding Amundsen, who bumped him there. Now, I don't think that was on the shot, if I'm not mistaken. I thought it was on the floor, wasn't it? They have him at the free throw line. First free throw good. I guess it was a shooting foul. I didn't really think it was, but...
In the NBA.
KFC bucket there for McKay Amundsen. One more to go. On its way, and it good, and it's an 8-point deficit for Clovis North.
Well, he better make those two free throws. His last name's Admonson, right? Admonson's don't miss free throws.
Des Patton the other way. 7 minutes to go. Dribbling inside, picks up the dribble. Now over to Anderson, back out. Anderson holding the basketball now, puts it to the floor, back up to Patton. Over to Anderson now. Now we got a foul underneath. Could be a hold somewhere. Looks like Gish was the one that committed it. And Eli Gish will commit his first foul of the game tonight.
Your eyes are better than mine, Phil. You can see clear across the court. A new scoreboard there. You got points, right, for the players that are in the game?
I got Perry with 16, there and I go. Got McKay leading the way with 12 the other way.
There
got
go.
Another whistle Man. Underneath.
Wow.
Is that on Gish again? That is on Gish again, who's trying to get position on Harris. And that's two quick fouls for Gish. Only his second foul of the game, but that's a little frustration there.
Yeah, those fouls add up, especially with when you only get 5 1/4 before you shoot free throws.
Harris back out to Perry on the inbound. Over to Patton now, who holds the basketball at the top of the half court. Dribbling it now over to the left side. Dribbling with his right hand over to the right side now. Pick up Gish on this defensive side. Double team inside. Wild throw to the basket. Harris did not see it coming. And it's just a turnover again for Buchanan.
Clovis North did a good job of sensing the double team. Forced Patton to back up. Tried to find Harris. He thought he was going to be down low. Just kind of threw it up. But Harris was coming up to help.
Okay, Amundson now the other way. Gish picks up the pass. And is it to Lawrence. Lawrence picks it up at the free throw line. Back out to Amundson at the three-point arc. He's going to dribble it now inside. Back out to Montgomery on Harris. Montgomery and the Harris size difference here. But he's going to step right through him. Left-handed layup rolls around and in.
Just like that, it's a six-point game. I thought that one was going to fall out. But it somehow willed its way through the hoop.
Anderson now the other way for the Bears. 5:45 to go in this game. Guarded tightly by Lawrence. A timeout from Tom Orlich. Little dysfunction for the Bears. We'll take it with them. 45-39. Buchanan leads on Clovis North on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, and MQ.
Well, you were just pointing out to me, Paul, Kay Amundson doesn't really get himself out of the game. I don't think he's sat down yet. The endurance of playing point guard.
Yeah, he's in fantastic shape. You know, he's played a lot of basketball over the years, the basketball family that he was born into. Brother Connor doing great things at Dartmouth after having a great career at Clovis North, winning a Central Section title over St. Joseph and Tunda Yesufu 2 years ago. Phenomenal game at Selland Arena. They're gamers.
Can they get over this six-point hump? Buchanan with the possession. Back out Anderson. He's going to fire a three-pointer on the high part of the arc, and he knocks it down. A huge three for Buchanan.
Absolutely was. Great pass by Patton, driving to the hoop, dishing to Anderson at the top of the key. No doubt about it.
Lawrence to Montgomery. Montgomery handing it to Amundson. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 5 minutes to go in this basketball game. Amundson flies in. It's just out of the reach of Montgomery and right to yours truly, Paul Metters.
With the left hand.
Way to look alive out there. Anyways, so possession to the Bears. Dez Patton now dribbling with the basketball. Like I said, under 5 minutes to go. 4:50 to go on the clock. Perry handing it to Anderson on the far corner. Ball knocked away. Getting it over to Patton now, who dribbles at the top of the arc. Guarded by Tucker. Dez Patton spins inside. Kicking it out. Perry in the corner. Three-pointer. Knocks it down. Another three for Josiah Perry.
Yeah, both of them back-to-back assists from Patton.
Buchanan can smell blood. Gish going to fire a three-pointer. He was contacted a little bit on the shot. No foul call. But it's Buchanan the other way. As Dez Patton will dribble it. Over to Perry. Another basket will really break the back of Clovis North here. As Reed Sweeney dribbles it over to Dez Patton. Dez dribbled between his legs. Loses it momentarily. Tucker almost fouled him. Patton's going to fly in. Pull back out. Harris over to Anderson. Anderson in the corner now dribbles ahead. Two-point shot mid-range. Harris with the putback attempt. No. And he's fouled underneath. Is that going to count? I don't think so. We'll see. It was Titan Lawrence that is able to commit the foul. It was on the shot before the second putback, so yep. Harris is going to shoot two. So no and one.
Yeah, it's got to be frustrating for Clovis North, right? Cut it to six. Worked so hard. Then Buchanan comes out with the two straight three-pointers. And now the free throw good by Harris, the first one.
Harris good on the KFC bucket there. The senior wearing number 25, a guy who played at Selin last year like some of his teammates, hoping to get back there. Knocks down the second is Buchanan. Closing in on taking a lead here in this track. Okay, Amundson pulls up the basketball, gives it over to Gish at the top of the arc. Gish now dribbling with the right hand over to the left hand. Guarded by Anderson. Now a swarm of Buchanan Bears around him, and we got a timeout from Tony Amundson, a 30-second timeout. Why don't we take it with him? 53-39 to go in this game. A 3:31 to go on 14:30.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
High 53-39, and it's got to have a time for Clovis North here with 3:31 to go. They inbound the basketball as Eli Gish now dribbling it. Gives it over to Amundson. Over to Gish. Buchanan really guarding tightly here at the top. Over to Montgomery. Was guarded by Harris, handing it off Amundson. Amundson thought about the three. He's going to fire it anyway, and no good on the left side. Rebound to the Buchanan Bears. Des Patton crosses the half court into the front court. Guarded by Arisian. Spins. Now pulls back. Getting it over to Reed Sweeney, over to Patton. Patton now puts the ball to the floor outside of the reach of Braden Harris.
Coach Orlich did not like that play from his point guard. I praised him on a couple possessions earlier on back-to-back assists on three-pointers. Just he had a bad angle on that, right? You can't feed the post from the top of the key. They call a foul on McKay.
Yeah, Perry. Oh, now that was a foul on McKay.
Push off?
Must have been. It's McKay may have pushed off Perry there at the backside. That's McKay's second. That's just frustration foul right there, I would imagine, Paul.
Yep.
So we're at 2:50 to go in this basketball game. 14-point lead for Buchanan. Anderson harassed by the near side sideline. Gets it over to Reed Sweeney. Clovis North is really getting active on the hands, and it's off of Reed Sweeney. I don't know about that. It looked like it was off of Montgomery, so I think this has got to stay Buchanan Bears basketball. And, yeah, they'll reward it, as you hear from the student section.
Much to the chagrin of the Clovis North faithful. I think that's the right call, though.
So inbound for Patton over to Reed Sweeney. On the backside now, Perry. Over to Patton. They could just work some clock here and get closer to a 4-0 start in track. 20 wins on the horizon for this Bears team tonight. As a foul on the drive as Jaden Anderson was contacted. And it's Titan Lawrence that commits it. It's two free throws for Anderson. As you sit here and watch this team, I don't know how many times you've seen him this year. What do you make of Buchanan, a team that's formidable potentially to a Selin Arena?
Yeah, so, you know, we called that game last year against St. Joseph, and we saw it on the court, right? I mean, St. Joseph was just way more physical. Tunde and the Price brothers. This year's team, you know, mentioned you got Perry the transferred over. I know he hasn't got a lot of minutes, but Devin Gaines at 6'5" gives him a little more size. And I obviously haven't seen St. Joe's this year. I know they beat San Joaquin Memorial on Saturday.
Amundson,
and he's off tonight.
Fight for the rebound.
Tough
second chance
night
for Clovis North. Timeout for Tony Amundson and Clovis North. But continue your thought about Buchanan.
You know, this is my third time watching them. Saw them against Clovis West last week. Saw them against Clovis High when they had to get a layup with 2 seconds left to beat the tough Cougars. You know, there's a lot of good pieces that are there. I think physically they're a little bit, you know, more have more depth than last year's team. You know, Connor Sheets was an absolute joy to watch last year. He was much-watched basketball. He's, you know, it reminded me a lot of, like, Mike Penberthy back in the day as far as being able to shoot, take it to the hole. You know, they lost him. But, you know, there's a lot of flow to this team. A lot of pieces are there. I mean, we'll see. You know, the track is always a really good test, but that St. Joe's team that's at the coast, played a national level schedule. You know, they're ranked in the top 10 in the state for a reason.
But maybe Buchanan has something to say about that. And that's the thing about basketball, right, Paul?
And you can't forget, you know, San Joaquin Memorial that I mentioned earlier. They've got a really good basketball team. So, you know, seeding is going to be really important, Phil, right? And the 2-3 seeds, we're talking about that with the girls' basketball team, right? You got Central East and Clovis West. Clovis West defeated Clovis High tonight on the girls' side, right? That's the 2-3 seeds. If you're a 1 seed, you're like, all right, let them battle it out.
Harris knocked away Amundsen's layup attempt, 55-39. Buchanan really waiting to put the stamp on this one. Perry flies in, no good on the layup attempt. Rebound, Eli Gish. 1:51 to go. But Anderson and Perry able to pick it away. Anderson was wide open underneath, and Perry just threw it off his hand. And Tom Orlich wants a little more sharpness at the end of this game, I would bet.
Well, that's the thing, Phil, right? You know, if we're going to go all the way and talk about who's going to beat St. Joe's, it's those little things like that. And Coach Orlich knows better than anybody. You can't make those types of decisions, those plays, late in basketball games. I don't care that the score is 16 points with a minute 30 left. Take care of the basketball. Make smart plays.
Amundsen's going to draw the foul on the drive. So he'll shoot a couple free throws. It's going to be Josiah Perry's fourth foul. In danger of fouling out. He's had a really nice game tonight, Josiah Perry, leading the way with 19 points. Jaden Anderson with 16 points tonight for Buchanan as well. Both the double-digit scorers in this one. Amundsen leading the way with 13 points now as he makes that next free throw. Has one more to go. Could get up to 14 tonight. Dribbles the basketball. Shoots. Makes it 2-for-2 on the KFC buckets there. 14 points tonight for McKay Amundsen. Just a little off shooting, like you said, Paul. Contact in the midcourt, no call. As the ball gets up ahead across the timeline for Buchanan, they can work some clock. Clovis North's going to guard him tightly still. Des Patton loses it momentarily, fouled as he was falling out of bounds. Titan Lawrence, I think, got the committed there. That's his fourth foul of the evening. And I believe that's number 5 for Clovis North as a team, and it will be free throws for Buchanan. Des Patton will shoot. I don't know if Des Patton's got many points tonight, Paul, but he's made a huge impact.
Yeah, he had those couple buckets earlier in that first quarter, some nice assists.
And a free throw there.
I think he might have been the one. I don't want to put Des on the spot here, but I think he was the one that Orlich was really upset at for turning the ball over. Up 16, right?
Yeah.
Every possession matters.
You make
it doesn't matter.
Throws and he's good there to go. 8 points for him tonight. As we get closer to zeros, 1 minute to go on the clock. Nice, strong mat. It's good from Lawrence. And Tony Amundsen wants to call full timeout. I'm sure it's calling off the dog's time here with 1:01 to go. 57-43. On the flip side, Paul, as we finish up this game, your thoughts on Clovis North? I know they're a team that's kind of finding themselves. They play tough opponents. They play tough in this track. Tonight they didn't really have it. But what do you make of their prospects as a team this season?
Well, we mentioned in the pregame, right, you're going to need 40 to 45 points with Amundsen and Gish combined, right? And unfortunately for Clovis North, you know, McKay's been off, still has a decent amount of points tonight. The shot hasn't fallen. Gish, right, he hasn't taken a lot of shots tonight, but he hasn't had a lot of opportunities. So, yeah, that's been tough for Clovis North tonight. They've really relied on those two to win basketball games this year. You know, one of the successes that Clovis North has had in this nice run in the last 4 or 5 years is, you know, you have, you know, your main scorer or even a really good second scorer, but it's those role players that really know what they're doing on the court, hitting open shots, getting rebounds, playing really good defense. And I don't think the depth is there for the Broncos this year in regards to that. They're always going to play hard. The concepts will always be there. But, yeah, I think the depth this year compared to others is one of the main differences.
got a foul here as Des Patton was fouled by, I think, McKay Amundson here. Third foul for McKay. So more free throws for Patton. He can get to 10 points tonight, double digits for him. And, Paul, I don't keep track of the rebounds. I got to bet you he's got to be at least 10 here tonight, even though he's the shortest guy on the floor. He's been active on the boards. I feel like the ball finds him.
Yeah, exactly.
Second, first free throw good for him.
It's kind of the MO of really good basketball players is they're always around the basketball, wrecking havoc.
Second free throw good. As we now get 52 seconds to go, Paul is knocked away in the loose end. Anderson up ahead does not get the layup to go. So here comes Clovis North the other way. Three-pointer on the way. Miles Tucker, too strong. Rebound Lawrence. Back out to Amundson. Amundson three-pointer. No good. Anderson now for the Bears to pick up the rebound. Just a second off the shot clock and game clock now as they can hold it for the end of this one. Josiah Perry holding the basketball for 59-43. As we probably will see the Bears get a shot clock violation, but it's all a formality here. How about 20 wins? And it's not even the end of January, Paul.
Yeah, 20 wins is the benchmark of a really good basketball team.
Anderson holds the basketball, shot clock violation. We got to inbound the basketball, guys. We don't need to go for the free throws.
Tom and Tony were getting ready to shake hands.
Someone's got to inbound it. As we will hit zeros. As the inbound is in. And that is the ball game. Gish fired it. Almost hit it. And there is your final. Buchanan a winner on their home floor over Clovis North. 59-43. Let's take a break. We'll be back for our post-game show right here on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCOE.
All right, welcome back. Just one segment here in our post-game show as the Buchanan Bears are a winner over Clovis North tonight, 59-43, and Paul, if you wrote headlines before. What would the headline be of this one tonight?
Buchanan wins 20th game with balanced offense and stellar defense.
All right.
Sounds pretty good.
That sounds pretty right? good.
I mean, allowing only 43 points to Clovis North is a pretty good basketball game, right? I mean, that's what the game plan is. That's what the pregame notes say. Right, if you Buchanan hold Clovis North under 50 points, you got a really good shot to win the basketball game. And they did that. And they, you know, for Clovis North, I'll start with them, I guess, recapping. You know, the second and fourth quarter were not good. Right? You got to finish strong. Only 3 points in the second quarter, only 4 points in the fourth quarter. So, you know, they made that push in the third quarter, cut it to six, hit a couple threes. But, you know, when you work so hard, when you grind it out and you get to a certain point, you got to sustain that. And that's difficult in a basketball game. They weren't able to do that tonight. On the flip side for Buchanan, you know, it's kind of what they do. They play really tough defense. They took a lot of really good shots, especially in that fourth quarter. Set a lot of down screens, work for a good shot. So they did that for, I would say, about three-fourths of the basketball game. You know, Buchanan has a really good crop of kids, really good coaching staff. So that's the reason why they just won their 20th game of the season so far.
They'll see each other again. And Paul, I'd imagine that matchup will be a very interesting one if we see adjustments and what that game plan would look like between both of these coaches. I'm sure you're going to be eyeballing that one as a potential one to watch for. It doesn't get easier against either of these coaches, I would imagine.
No, absolutely not. Play. Yeah, and then the next game is going to be on Clovis North's home court.
Yep.
Right? And adjustments are an interesting thing in high school sports, right? And, you know, Clovis North on one end, oh, thank you, getting treated right here. We got some pizza pie. I like it. Here at Buchanan.
We like it.
And, you know, Clovis North is going to do what they do. Meaning they're going to rely on a three-point shot. They're going to drive. They're going to try to dish out and create those opportunities. And, you know, not a lot of turnovers, but a lot of missed shots.
Let's pick our start of the game. And sometimes the obvious choice is the right choice, I'd imagine, right? Paul, you want to give us who our start of the game is tonight from Buchanan High?
Yeah, we like number 13's game tonight, right? What do you got him for, 19 points?
19 tonight. And I think his scoring, especially from the three-point arc in that first quarter, that created the deficit, created this gap that Buchanan had that really felt them be comfortable in that game. Perry's play, especially hitting the three-point shot, has got to be the thing you got to indicate in terms of him being the player of the game.
Yeah, Josiah Perry hit a couple threes in the first half. I don't think he hit a three in the second half. You know, he played within the pace. You know, made a couple turnovers, but he's got a pretty shot, right? We saw a few times where he just, you know, dribbled the ball hard around the free throw line, rose up, you know, doesn't try to do too much in the offense. He's a good player. He's a problem for other teams for sure.
Well, we're excited because we get to continue this season along, and we get closer and closer to the road to selling. We're on the road to selling right now, and excited to call our next one, Paul. And
what do you got, Phil? Tell me.
Well, we're starting to get to rematch part of the season, and teams are starting to see each other again. And boy, it was a really fun one last year when we were at this one. But I think we're going to do Memorial and Bullard again at Bullard High next Tuesday. You like that one?
Right next to the student section?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Right? Remember, Bullard beat Memorial twice last year.
I know.
Memorial got him this year at home already. But, heck yeah, I'm down for that.
We'll be glad to be calling a Memorial-Bullard game again. Should be a lot of fun across the street from our own home there. Over at the studio, and that'll be a lot of fun next Tuesday. I believe the game time at 7, but we'll check that.
6:30. CMAC plays at 6:30.
CMAC, that's right. Yeah. All right, so there you go. 6:30, 6:15 pre for you there next week. And, Paul, of course, you got your show on Saturday. You're working up the schedule. I'm not asking for your whole rundown.
Still a little early in the week.
You're cooking it up right now, and so we'll look forward to that on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon once again. Should be a good one over there.
Oh, love it. Yeah, recapping all this stuff. I think the last 2 weeks I've been able to go to three games in the week. And, I mean, high school basketball is one of my favorites, if not my favorite, to call. And, man, this game's over quick, Phil.
We're ready to go.
Just a little after 8:30.
You got time. Well, maybe the wife's got dinner ready at home.
I'm not going to know what to do with myself when I get home. And it's funny, I think a lot of husbands and wives can relate to this. My wife last night watching the national championship game says, there's another football game on? Another one? Come on.
Don't tell her about Sunday.
Right?
And then it's Olympic season.
That's right.
Here we go. Anyways, all right. We've spent too much time in this post game. Paul, appreciate it as always, and great call by you, and we'll be excited to bring on the next one next Tuesday. Should be a lot of fun.
All right, good job by you.
Good job by you. Great job by Jorge in the studio, by Daniel in the studio, Juliana, who is doing the social medias as well. Once again, your final from Buchanan. The Bears victorious over Clovis North. The Broncos, they win 59-43.
You've been listening to High School Basketball on ESPN Fresno. A special thank you to A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, Fashion Furniture, The Foundation at FCOE, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, Me and Ed's Pizza, Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, M-Cubed, Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn. For making all this possible.